In this episode, we will be solving a recent crime committed right here in Carroll Stream, Illinois. This crime was a homicide on a man named Seymour Butts. He was poisoned by his last meal and found dead in his apartment. Knowing Butts, he typically ate a specific meal at certain restaurants. These restaurants were White Cottage Pizza, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Rocco Vino's Italian Restaurant. In each of these restaurants are our suspects who had some kind of motive against Butts. We will be finding out his last meals by testing his stomach contents. This information will tell us which restaurant he ate at and who poisoned his food. Three suspects were interrogated for this murder and a meal case. And the first suspect that was interrogated was Seymour's ex-wife, Kate, who works at White Cottage Pizza.
Hello, I am a Detective Morales, and I just have a few questions for you.
Okay.
So, Kate, what were you doing around 6 to 9 p.m. on October 7th, 2019, the night that Seymour was murdered?
I was working my last couple of hours at the White Cottage Pizza before I went home.
Did Seymour eat there that night?
No, but when he did, he usually ordered bacon, sausage, and pepperoni pizza. But he would only eat the toppings, which everyone thought was strange at first, but eventually they got used to it. I work at the front desk, so I don't usually make his pizza, but since I used to be married to him, I remember all the stuff that he liked on his pizza.
Is it true that with Mr. Butts gone, you will receive $500,000 in life insurance?
Yes, that is true.
Tell me, did you or did you not kill Mr. Butts?
No, I did not kill him.
Okay, then you're free to go for now.
The second person that was interrogated is a member of a local motorcycle gang. His name is Bone Thugs. He works at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Seymour went to regularly.
So, Mr. Bone Thugs, what were you doing around 6 to 9 p.m. on October 7th, 2019, the night that Seymour Butts was murdered?
I was working my shift at Buffalo Wild Wings.
What is the job that you usually work?
I work as a busboy, so I clean dishes.
Is it true that you are a part of a motorcycle gang?
Yes, that is true, but I wouldn't do a dirty job like killing someone without anyone telling me to do so.
Are you able to tell me who exactly tells you what to do?
I'm not able to share that information. All I know is that I am not a killer. If I was, you would probably be able to tell.
One more thing. Seymour knocked over your 2009 Harley Davidson and caused a major damage to your exhaust. So wouldn't that make you have the grudge and kill him?
I wanted to kill him, but I didn't. You see, I can't just kill someone if they did something that little. Like I said, it's up to the king of our gang to tell us what to do. I asked him, but he said not to worry about it. He is also just a tiny, skinny man, so it would make me look pretty weak. Now, can you let me go back to my job?
Yes, thank you.
The third suspect that was interrogated was a member of the mafia. His name is Vito Salvucci. He worked at Rocco Vino's, an Italian restaurant. This was another place where Butts would frequently eat at. Vito did not like Butts because they used to work together. Butts was not very tough for his job and did not do his job well. This caused some bad blood between them, making Vito a prime suspect.
So, Mr. Salvucci, where were you around 6 to 9 p.m. on October 7th, 2019, the night that Seymour Butts was murdered?
I was at my restaurant working.
And what job do you have at the restaurant you work at?
I work as a chef.
How do you know Seymour?
I know him because he used to work for the mafia, but he was not tough enough, so we kicked him out. We have wanted to kill him for a while now.
So, one could say that you killed him?
No, I did not kill him.
I thought you would say that, so we had Seymour's stomach content tested. Our forensic pathologist would like to explain what we found.
Mr. Salvucci, our tests that we did on Mr. Butch's stomach content prove that you killed him. Only two of our four tests tested positive. They tested positive for starch and lipids, which are found in pasta, bread, and olive oil, which is what Seymour would have ordered. Based on these tests, Seymour must have ran into you at the restaurant and you poisoned his food.
I have one question. Why did he do it?
He deserved it. Plus, like I said, the mafia has been trying to kill him for a while. I saw my chance.
Mr. Salvucci, you are now under arrest for the murder of Seymour Butts.
Case closed. Thank you for listening to the case of Seymour Butts. For more crime podcasts, follow our account.